Armor of Hearts, Day 21. Where is your heart? Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other." As we continue to remediate the soil of our hearts, we may notice that thorns and seeds are both growing in us. And if we allow both to grow together, the thorns will choke the seeds. This means we are permitting two masters to take control of our lives. And as a result, what we don't say no to will become obstacles for us to further grow in faith and in our relationship with God. The thorns that we often cultivate include the worldly riches and pleasures that Jesus mentions. We can easily be enslaved by these desires, which come in many forms, because they are not necessarily sinful and can make us feel good. But whether such pleasures are materialistic or sensual, they are all temporary. A quote from a book by Matthew Kelly reads, "The thing is, our deep yearning isn't for momentary pleasures. It is for lasting happiness in a changing world." Father Robert Spitzer, a Jesuit priest, discussed the four levels of happiness. He reinforces the insight of how seeking gratification in earthly things are, among other things, comparatively lower level and shorter term in nature. The greatest happiness and fullness of joy can only be found when we focus on God and not on ourselves. The reality is, we cannot continue to serve both ourselves and God at the same time. We often have to love one more and deny the other. Jesus taught us, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." As we start to taste the goodness of God and experience the hope and joy in His promises for this life and the next, we will realize that uprooting thorns is not only less painful than we thought, but is actually very worthwhile. Reflection. Does my lifestyle reveal that my heart is still set on pleasing myself in the here and now? Am I still storing my treasures on earth? Or rather, am I willing to begin storing my treasures in heaven, where my heart should rightfully belong? today's prayer. Lord, help me choose the way of the gospel that leads me to everlasting joy and life in you, even if it means letting some of my worldly desires go. As my response to your invitation, Lord, I choose to fast from one of the entertainments that I like and use that time for prayer or spiritual reading this week. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.